Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The third baseman, Heinie Helzel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jim Tobin. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting second. The right fielder, Max Marshall. Batting third. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Meaner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. One out. Heinie Helzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helzel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Walker reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helzel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meaner juggles the ball. That's an error on Meaner. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Massey. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Frey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball towards left. Niemann settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Niemann. Mueller moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Mueller moves to third. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Heinie Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Heltzel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Miller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heltzel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meaner moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive to center field. Holmes throws towards third. Heltzel fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heltzel. Meaner scores. Miller moves to third. Mueller moves to second. It's Braves, 1, Reds, 1. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walters hits a line drive towards third. Heltzel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meaner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Wiedemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedemann is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wiedemann bunts towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Massey scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Walker steals second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedemann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Heinie Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heltzel strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 2 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meaner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meaner moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Meaner moves to third. Tipton moves to second. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller is walked intentionally. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Meaner scores. Tipton moves to third. Mueller moves to second. It's Braves, 2, Reds, 2. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost fields it and throws to home to get Tipton. Mueller moves to third. Walters moves to second. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meaner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wiedelman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Massey moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Massey moves to third. Wiedelman moves to second. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Massey scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Heinie Helzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heltzel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey misplays the ball. That's an error on Frey. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heltzel moves to second. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-3 in the game. Workman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heltzel scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Braves. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Workman moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Workman moves to third. Niemann moves to second. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Massey is walked intentionally. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meaner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Workman scores. Niemann moves to third. Massey moves to second. It's 5-2, Braves. Clyde Shawn now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niemann scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Braves. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Workman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Tony DePhillips now catching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-4 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heini Heltzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heltzel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heltzel bunts towards the mound. Shawn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Frey covering, double play. 2 outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Workman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay pinch hits for Clyde Shawn. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 4 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 4 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.